Your Ranch It Up, Heard It Here weekly recap is up right after this.
Is there that particular pair of boots or that shirt or pair of jeans that you just can't find anywhere else? Check out Medora Boot and Western Wear. Medora Boot and Western Wear is the go-to for boots, jeans, especially jackets, and even those hard-to-find accessories that make perfect gifts. Check out MedoraBoot.com, or better yet, give Kim a call at 701-623-1005 and tell Kim that Tigger and Beck sent you. For the latest in Western and outdoor practical and fashionable wear, there is only one: Medora Boot and Western Wear.
John Fox shares his experience with the demand for his Gelve-influenced cattle.
We've got a reputation. Whenever we sell our cattle, we've got some buyers that want to know when we're going to sell. That's another positive, you know, well, we're going in the right direction. Even in the times whenever there was so many cattle moving, you know, the cow numbers were higher, we still had that demand for our cattle. They have been performing, you know, outside of our realm. And so that's another feather in our hat, I guess you could say.
Learn more about how your crossbreeding counts at Gelve.org. According to TheStreet.com, it's rumored Beyond Meat is heading to Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The plant-based company has reported falling sales and dwindling cash. Recently, Beyond Meat hired corporate restructuring agents and has also let go 44 employees in North America. That's 6% of the global workforce. Sales in the second quarter dropped by nearly 20% year over year. However, Beyond Meat has pushed back against rumors that it has filed for bankruptcy, calling recent media reports unequivocally false. That statement came amid a highly publicized and difficult financial period for Beyond Meat, the company which played a key role in establishing the market for hyper-realistic meat analogs. When it launched in 2009, has seen sales stagnant as the market becomes more competitive and consumers move away from ultra-processed alternative proteins. Now, I have never once tried the Beyond Meat, but I did go to Burger King and get the Impossible Whopper. Beck and I tried those about 5 years ago. We did. We each tried the Impossible Whopper, and we will describe it in one word, and we will make it friendly for radio and call it mush. Speaking of impossible, it's rather difficult to keep up with all the records that are being broken for feeder cattle prices, but I wanted to head to South Dakota and tell you about a draft of 279 927 weight steers that sold for $351.25, the second highest 9-weight price in U.S. history. That's $3,250 a head, and that is your Ranch It Up, Heard It Here weekly recap.